Hello and welcome to the Mystic Cast, where you join Jack Stafford and Deborah Littleboy, members of the Aetherius Society, the cosmic religion for the Aquarian Age, as we break down the barriers between religion, science, metaphysics, all of which are really only aspects of the self-same quest for truth. Please note, this is an independent program, not produced or fact-checked by the Aetherius Society. Today, our guest is Kimberly Meredith. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi. Thanks for
having me. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, we're really excited to speak to you because we came across you, your spiritual counseling channeling sessions, which sound very intriguing. So maybe you could kick us off by telling us all about that.
Yeah. So people come to me for counseling. They like to dive a little bit deeper sometimes. And sometimes if they're having emotional and physical needs that they're not getting what they might need to regular counseling sessions and maybe many, many years of built up trauma that has been going on, and they want to delve more into a higher dimensional conscious shift, not only emotionally, but physically in their body. And so sometimes they come to somebody like me that has psychic abilities. And we can do a step-by-step kind of plan in their life, which is figuring out what happened to them as not only as a child, but in a daily life, sometimes what's going on with them. Because I believe things are happening to us that trigger inner childhood wounds. And we're really good at that. You know, I am good at that, and my guides are good at helping people figure that out.
So what's your backstory then? We like to start with that. Did you also have difficulties this time around at the beginning to enable you to be a better teacher?
Yeah, I had a difficult upbringing. My childhood was difficult, I think, because when I started out as a baby, I had gifts as a kid. And I may have been bullied a bit because of them. I had lots of experiences, paranormal experiences when I was young. And I liked to heal people when I was little. And I would say that to kids in the schoolyard, you know, let me do healing on you and things. So I was really
into that.
That's
a quick way to get picked on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love to pray. And it wasn't a religion. You know, my mom was Italian Catholic, and my dad was Jewish. But it wasn't about that. My dad would like make a treehouse in the yard and say you could pray to God in the treehouse. So it wasn't like there was a forceful religion on me. But I just always knew that there was an aspect of a higher energy coming in, and that I could do healing. And I had done some really interesting things when I was little, like I healed a bird that came back to life. And I had just did all these different types of wild things. And I had heard messages like, you're reincarnated, when I was little. And I got in trouble with the principal's office, get taken there. And they said, don't say that. Don't say you're reincarnated. And so all these different things were happening. You know, now people are doing Reiki healing, you know, now people are doing energy healing. And so, but then I guess, you know, it was really, really a naughty thing to say. So make a long story short, as my life unfolded, I went into nursing. I just never thought about doing any kind of healing work until about 2012, 13. I had two really bad accidents. And after those accidents, I had near-death experiences. And in those near-death experiences, I saw this huge amount of light that came through my body. And that was a full-blown connection with the other side. And after that, the awakening that happened to me was so profound. The same experience when I was a child, which was I used to blink my eyes when I was a kid, and they were always thinking I was like autistic or I had some kind of weird tic. The eyes started blinking again, and they started blinking in messages. And when I was home recuperating from the hospital, they were telling me, oh, she's never going to walk. I was in a wheelchair for 2.5 years after I came home from the hospital. And they were kept saying to me, the doctors are very negative about my prognosis of ever recovering to walk. And I kept getting messages, you're going to be healed. You'll be healed. And my eyes were blinking. And the person I was living with at the time was like, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't really know. And these were messages from spirit, from omnipresent, from which I had received at the hospital when I had left my body. And lo and behold, this wasn't like all of a sudden, you know, this is a grandiose thing happening over a period of time. I started learning and developing a conversation with spirit. I call Holy Spirit, how to almost sign language through my eyes, codes and frequencies and messages, almost like rebirthing a sign language and communication with my eyes, and almost like playing piano or an instrument and learning the language of what God, Holy One, wanted me to learn. And so this went on for about 2 years, and I learned to heal myself, and I got out of the wheelchair, was walking, and then I learned to help heal other people and also become a well-known medical intuitive medium.
Wow, that's a great story. You're clearly from a higher realm. Dr. King explained it very clearly to us in a lecture. He explains that when beings from other worlds come to this earth, if they're not familiar with it, all they have to do is flick through the realms, because we have different realms on this earth. We're now on the physical plane, but that each chakra is a realm of consciousness. So there are six above the root. And you're obviously from a higher realm, which is much less populated. But then when we're reborn on the physical, we're all reborn together into the shitstorm to learn and to heal. So obviously you were on those higher realms. You must be doing that pretty every day. You know, let me give you healing. Okay, come over here. And it's a beautifully clean and wonderful and happy place. But now you're here. You're mixing with people from the lower realms, and they're just very strange to them. And so, of course, you know, but you're bringing in the light. So you obviously have a wonderful story, a wonderful message for people.
Thank you. And I like what you're saying about that, because I do go out there in different areas. Like I may go to an expo where there's hundreds of people, and I'll pull somebody out of the crowd. And I'm like a puppy dog. I can tell if someone has cancer or somebody has something from that realm, bring them up. And I'm kind of an evidential psychic, where my guides like to find somebody and save a life, where maybe you may not know you have something, and they want to find it before it gets to the next level. And I'll do a Zoom session where maybe someone will come on and want to do a counseling session, and they'll want to talk about the boyfriend and how they can get out of a third dimensional relationship where it's, you know, the worry and the fear, and move it into a fifth dimensional energy where it's more spiritual. But the whole time I'm on the session, I'm looking at them and I'm seeing something maybe going on in the breast. You know, maybe the breast has got a negative energy and I'm hearing they need to get their mammogram or something. I can't help who I am, which is I'm a medical scanner. So I'm also they are very, very good at detecting things that are happening to people before it's going to get to the next level. So that's what's really cool about what goes on. Our brains, everyone can start leveling into that dimension.
That's wonderful. And when you die, you'll go off and be a guide. You'll be able to find someone to communicate with through, and we'll swap in places.
Yeah, I don't feel we have to die to do that really anymore, Jack. I feel like right now our brains are ready to activate to the next level in the next 10 years. We're shifting into that awakening right now.
Great.
So can I ask, Kimberly, when you get, I'm guessing, doctors and healers and coming in as your guides, do they come with a name? Do you know who they are? Are the voices, vibrational voices, different, or are they all coming through like a higher Kimberly? Does that?
Yeah. No, they're not me at all. Normally, they are family members coming in. A lot of times, the family wants to come in and be on the reading. So a lot of times, family will come in, especially if it's medical, they're concerned about the family. And then also, I've been channeling Edgar Cayce since I've started channeling. Edgar Cayce's been coming in from the beginning. And sometimes it's just so many different types of scientists and doctors will come in. It's just a realm of a lot, you know, and I always could tell when it's a scientist kind of doctor because I don't know the words. Like these are words I never know. And then also, I have a very strong connection to Catherine Kuhlman. Do you know her? She was a faith healer and a very strong connection to science of the mind, people that love that kind of faith healing. Very strong faith healers come through. And of course, Jesus, Yogananda. I can always tell when they're coming through. So to be really just beautiful, high ascending masters.
You find that people use equipment on the other realms. Have you heard of that? And they use
what kind of? Yeah, like the laser, like Tesla, like.
I've heard of one of the most famous healers is the name's just slipped me. Harry Edwards. Yeah, he was a famous healer in England, and he healed millions of people. And he worked with psychics could look at him and see that he had his guides with him. The scientists on the other realms, and they had equipment as well, and they were working through him as an anchor, and they would radiate energy into the person or whatever they did. Yeah. So it's a scientific.
Been scientifically tested by numerous research facilities. So I do that, and then I do work with cold laser therapy at my office, but I have been tested at. Many scientific research institutes for my healing abilities. Oh. I am one of the only healers that does the healing and the medical intuitive mediumship work. For some reason, I don't know why that happened to me when I came to do my work, why I do both. But for some reason, I do both.
Well, you're obviously very advanced. Yeah,
I don't know why I'm doing both of that. And then now, on top of doing both of that, the guides have me, which is fun with the spiritual sessions. They have me, this is a new thing has happened. I do soul frequency readings. I have the spiritual counseling. The family is coming in. They want to heal past karmic wounds. They're really into that now. They like to have the family not have, if a family member has crossed, so passed away, they don't want to have any conflict going on. So they want to heal up anything that has, gone wrong. So say maybe you and your father had something go wrong in the past, the father will come in right away and want to clear that up if they've crossed over. So any karma past.
How do your people that you're helping, how do they take to that when a father that maybe an abusive father has come in and wants to make amends to his daughter? How do you make that connection? Because it must be pretty raw for the person that sat with you.
You know, normally the person usually will already have a set couple of questions for me when they come on for their counseling session. And sometimes it'll already be a question about their dad or father or mother or something. Or sometimes we'll just go in cold, like they'll just come on and say, I'm here for my counseling session, and I'll just see like the person come in right away. And I'll know through numbers and frequencies if that, say, for an example, the father was a number 8 or a 4 or a 5, meaning to answer your question, they feel relieved to know that there was a karmic energy with that, meaning an eight is an infinity sign, meaning that they knew each other in a past life and they had to work that out. And they were like, you know what? You're right, Kimberly. From the minute I was born, I felt there was like this connection with each other and it needed healing going on. And a lot of people with a psychic medium, like something like what I do, may not be 5 to 10 sessions, 2 years. It may just be 1 or 2 sessions. My goal is not to keep somebody with me for a long time. My goal is like maybe to help somebody move through. The thing is about someone like me is I'm in a fifth dimensional state of frequency. So when you're in the fifth dimension, you move quickly, you heal quickly, and our guides want you to move on. It's not to stay stuck in the 3D world. I hope I answered that all right.
So, we've noticed that different words the same words mean different things to different people. And in our teachings, Dr. King told us that everybody on level one is living in 7 dimensions. And you can't live in less than 7 dimensions. And then he lists the dimension. Now, when you're speaking about dimensions, I don't think that that you're speaking about the same dimensions that Dr. King was. I maybe see it as like a different vibrationary level. So maybe you're picking up the energies from level 5.
Oh, I'm
calling that a dimension. I'm just trying to find the common ground here.
Yeah, you could just ask my guides. They're happy to tell you what dimensions they're picking up with your dimensions. Do you want to ask them?
Yeah, please. Yes. What Kimberly's just said, please, guides, can you give me some clarification on what you mean by a fifth dimension? Whereas we are told by Dr. King that on this physical realm, we actually live in and operate in 7 dimensions. Can you run through them, Jack, so that it can help?
Length, breadth, and height. So that's 3D. Fourth dimension is time. Fifth dimension is motion.
Divine mind and divine will.
Mind, motion, and will. Yeah, sorry.
So they're saying, so the difference is the fifth dimension, the only thing with us, so the fourth dimension is where you guys are feeling right now. They're saying you guys, like, that's where I guess the dimension is. And the fifth dimension, the only thing is the fifth dimension is that's where it's more of a magical dimension. It's very hard to get into that fifth dimensional frequency because the fifth dimension is where, like, I lay my hands on somebody's tumor and it's gone. So that's a dimension that you're getting into where you're praying and things are completely dissolved. Does that make
sense?
And
I see that. I know
about the fourth dimension, the highest dimension that you're in. Right now the world is in a third dimensional state of trauma.
Okay. And what I got coming through as you were speaking there is that the frequency of what fifth dimension is actually from the throat. So from the what we would call, Jack, the fifth level, so the 5 of 7, because we're told that nobody lives on level 7.
Right.
You can go up there.
Yeah, you're correct.
So then we've got the almost ascended masters, the ones that are almost ready for ascension on level 6.
Yeah.
And then level 5, we've got the highly evolved beings. And that's where they reside. If you want, they can come down, but that's where their frequency is. That's their level. And that's what I'm understanding. I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's what I got when you were speaking.
Here's the other thing, Deborah. There, you know, there's many dimensions. So we're multidimensional, right? And we can be in many different dimensions at many different times. Getting out of the lowest dimension, what dimension is the lowest frequency for you guys? Because the lowest dimensional frequency is the 3D world that my guides are talking about. And we want to get into the highest dimension, but not the highest, which is I call the God dimension. We just want to get into the fifth dimension right now, which is at least out of the 3D world and make some progress. The fifth dimension is more of organic living, more spirit. The spiritual dimension is the fourth dimension. So I don't know what dimension that is for you.
It's confusing, yeah, because for us, a dimension is something you can measure, whereas we have the other realms. So each chakra is a realm of consciousness. Could you ask your guys which realm is Edgar Cayce on now?
Seven. Does that make sense to you?
Well, because seven would be the crown chakra, wouldn't? Which is uninhabitable.
That's right. So this is the thing about Kimberly. Dimensions are in theory, like you're talking about, but I don't really talk about it that way. I talk more about dimensions in a different way. I talk about dimensions more in spirituality. I don't talk about them in theory, because when I do my work, I can only see and witness shifts in people's bodies and consciousness. But I do understand what you're saying. And Cayce is in the crown. Yes. That's what he's saying. When people are healed and they're moving their energy field and they're moving more in a higher realm of consciousness, at least right now, because the mainstream of people right now are not even in a fifth dimensional state of frequency on my side. We could ask, On your dimensional side, where do you think people are right now?
Well, we're all on the physical plane now.
Right, but unconsciousness.
Well, we're told that on this physical plane, which is where most of the work can be done, then people from all levels of consciousness come here to reincarnate, to work through their lessons. So we are told that there are four levels below this plane, this physical plane, and six levels above. So we've got 11 levels total. And we are told on this physical level, we can have entities from all of those levels. But the ones at the highest level and those at the lowest level, so the darkest black magicians, don't actually come to play on this field very often. The black magicians, because they don't want to come up here, because they keep their power by, like, pulling the strings, you know, like a puppeteer. And to keep the balance on this level, the higher, the masters that are going for ascension, the opportunity through time may only come round once every 2,000 years. So they can only come down when they have the opportunity to work through that piece of their karma. So in short, we are told that it's a possibility that from any realm, they can be working, they can be on this level. And they are, but most of the people are from minus one and plus one. That's like that's most of the they come back most often, more frequently. I'm not making much sense here, but
time moves differently on the other realms. Or the highest and the lowest realms, time goes much slower. And so, yeah, I guess we bounce back quite quickly. So maybe someone like Edgar Cayce might not reincarnate for another couple of hundred more years, but he still has to come back until he's ascended. And then he can choose to stay in service or go on to another planet through another experience. Another
Unless class. He is ascended. Do you have Edgar Cayce with you at the moment?
Yeah, he is blinking through me pretty fast right now. When you call his name, he'll come through pretty quickly.
So could you...
It comes in as a number 4, which he'll say 444, which is the angel, the angelic realm. So the people that I channel that come in as a frequency and a number. Everybody that comes in the world is born with a number with them, has a frequency number. I do a lot of soul frequency energy channeling. Everybody has a frequency in this world. It's just what it is. The building has an energy, the table. Everybody has a frequency to them. Every relationship has a frequency. So his frequency is a 4. And he, when you said his name, Deborah, he came in. So he's a 4. He was born a 4. 4 means angel, a service, of service. He was here to be of service. And he said, he did not come back yet, but he's saying, I'm here. I just did not come back in physical form, but he's just channeling it.
And has he heard of the Aetherius Society? Because we heard that Madame Blavatsky was teaching the 9 freedoms on a higher level.
He's saying yes. And he's saying, he just said the number 7.
So what does he, I'm sorry, what does he mean when he says number 7? Does he say that Madame Blavatsky is at 7?
No, he's not talking about her. He's saying that he likes, I guess, the 7th dimension.
Are you able to practice astral projection, Kimberly?
I would say so, because I do a lot of laying on hands healing. I do a lot of...
Are you able to leave the physical body?
Consciously, because we all can. Unconsciously, we're told.
Dream or night.
I think I do that, Jack. You know, I think that what's happening is when I'm on stage or when I'm in the office, when I'm doing my healing work, I often am I'm often out of body. Yeah, I'm out of body and being used, you know, by ascended masters through the work. It's not Kimberly ever. I never take claim for any of the healing work that I've ever done. People will often say, oh, thank you for dissolving this tumor, or thank you for dissolving this lump, or the hands-on healing work that I have done in the past that has been extremely successful is not Kimberly. I don't ever want anyone to think that it's me, because it's the energy of ascending masters doing the work. So it is an astro energy coming through and me leaving. When I do leave, I do see myself standing in water, and I do see me often in lakes, and my hands are very numb. And I'm feeling, you know, out of body. So yeah. And of course, when I had my near-death experience, I was out of body. So
yeah, it's something that Dr. King taught us about. It's a very difficult yogic practice, you know, but when you because we also have 7 bodies, you know, we have the astral body, the etheric body. So when you can project through the body, leave the body at will, it's you give up your free will and you experience freedom. So then you can leave the body and you can go meet Edgar Cayce in person.
And
greater knowledge and teachings.
The only downfall of it is that when you're doing it so much, it's sometimes a little hard to come back in.
And when you do come back in, how do you integrate? How does your physical body feel when that happens? When you bring your wherever you've been back into your physical?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. You know, because it's almost like, you know, often you feel kind of like a puppet. People often that have the healing feel really great. They're exhilarated. they're breathing and they feel really great. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it looks like it takes a lot out of you, because I'm doing the healing, but it's when I'm doing it, it feels wonderful and light, but after I come back in, it's almost like a thump back into this energy field. And it does feel okay at the moment, but the next day I feel very, very tired and very, how you would say, down into the earth, like very like, especially if it's a big event or somebody had something very seriously going on medically in their body. One man I did a healing on was a firefighter from 9/11, and I had taken out several tumors, dismissed them or helped with something he was having going on. And I had left, and I think I had, I don't remember exactly, but I had gone to Lourdes. I saw myself at Lourdes. And during the process, it was amazing. I felt light, and this is how I feel, you know, and everything. The next day, walking around was very tiring.
Thank you for that. I was looking to find a parallel between what you're experiencing and what Dr. King explained to us. Now, he would actually go into deep somatic trance and leave the body. So he would actually be laid on the bed and would leave the body. When he came back, his body was cold. It was always icy cold. He had to have healing given to him, had to have massage given to him. And he used to say that sometimes when he was in taking transmissions, he would his feet would hurt so much that he would want to cry or weep. He'd say weep. I just said, that's my word, because the pain was so much. And he sort of impressed upon us that, you know, it wasn't, if somebody was going, la di la la, it's all wonderful and wonderful, then, you know, walk away, discriminate, walk away, because it's painful. It takes its toll on the body. And we were told that if he left the body, there's like a time limit of safeness to be gone. And so in our physical timeline, I think that it was something like anything up to an hour was like, it got more, increasingly more dangerous. But if you go over an hour, like you're in like big trouble, and it would really take him time to have to take lots of healing from people to bring him back to be able to function on this level.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. There's not a lot of people I have met myself that I can share these stories. One of the biggest moments I've had in public with a large community of over 700 people was at St. Andrew's Church in New York in Manhattan. And I did probably four people on stage that were severely sick. And this is reminding me of what you're saying, not going too long. And they were filming this, and I was laying on hands, and you can only imagine, they were pretty sick people. And I fell back, and they were trying to get some blueberries in my mouth. I went backwards after the last healing, and I was cold, like you're saying. My feet were ice cold. And the producer said, I passed out. I was ice cold, my feet ice cold, and I was like that. And they said I was out for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And when they brought me back, I didn't remember what happened. They said, Kimberly, you were out. I said, I was?
Yeah, that sort of time.
I had gone about an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it? It's it's not a bed of roses, so to speak.
But the lumps on their neck were gone, completely gone.
Wow.
Yeah, that must make you feel, well, I would feel very gratified if I was able to do something like that. So
I don't know how to feel. Like, I don't feel, I feel happy. They're happy. And, but it's interesting. The connection of it is just happy and grateful that they're happy. But it's like they cut me off from it, really. It's interesting.
We've received the 12 blessings through Dr. King, which the Master Jesus channeled. And the healers are the sixth blessing. And Jesus blesses all the healers because they are doing the real Christian work. And one day these people will leave my church, he says. So definitely.
Yeah, I'll just bring that up because I just happened to have a book.
Oh,
this is such a wonderful practice. It was transmissions given through Dr. King by the Master Jesus, 12 consecutive Sundays from July till October 1958 to an audience of 50 people in a tiny basement room in London. It's just a how they ever got 50 people in there, Jack, I really don't. Did you ever go to?
I have been there.
Just such a tiny, tiny room. Anyway, so the sixth blessing is, blessed are those who heal in these days of great pain and suffering. And it says, indeed, it is wrong of the so-called Christian church who turn the deaf ears of dogmatic limitation upon the feats of these ones. For these are the ones who will be instrumental in bringing the light of practice again into the Christian church. Even though some of them regard themselves not as Christians, yet by their very action, they demonstrate more Christianity in one healing path than their devout brothers do in all their service prayers. I am Jesus, who stepped upon this world to bring the way to God through love and service. I now bless those who give service to me, to their brothers, and to God in this way. Thrice blessed are the healers, for they will bring light into my church, for they are the ones who, when the time is ripe, will lead my church. That's for you, Kimberly.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. I need to get that book. That is beautiful.
And the transmissions that go with it are so beautiful. And when I listened to them, I knew that that was the Master Jesus. Something deep in me knew. And that's what enabled me to become an Aetherius Society member, because I knew that Jesus was my hero. I found the Aetherius Society and the master, the yogic master, is Dr. King. And I'm thinking, I can't have two masters. Hey, I can't have two masters. That is not possible. But then I heard the transmissions, and it was like, well, if Dr. King is good enough for Jesus, good enough for Deborah.
That's true.
But it is a beautiful, and I would recommend that. I think you could probably pick up the transmissions on our audio cloud, on a free trial, can't we, Jack? We've announced.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I'll send you a link. You can have a little listen and get those vibrations, because it just, it's Master Jesus, beautiful.
Nothing's a coincidence, and I'm definitely going to get it.
I definitely feel
this is a strong connection for me.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So how can people learn more about you then? Follow your, are you doing healing one-on-one or?
I do it. I'm in prayer and I'm in healing all day long. That's all I do. I love it. It's my life, Jack. I love it. Yes, it's, I'm at the Healing Trilogy, thehealingtrilogy.com. And I do online Zoom one-on-one with people, and I do events on my website. I do a lot of free events for people that need healing online. And I do in-person too. So everything could be found on my website, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Yeah, it's a beautiful website. There's also books and audiobooks on there. There's a lot to see. So I recommend people go there, and you're doing wonderful work. You know, you're really walking the talk, walking the path. And
thank you. You guys, I'm so happy I met you. I am really grateful.
Thank you very much. And if people want to learn more about the Aetherius Society, then go to aetherius.org. Thanks very much, Kimberly.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Jack. God bless you.
Bless you too.